started from the premise that it was a bit rubbish, really, and thought that what we might do is start with a blank sheet of paper, because we didn't really like much of what was written in the document, and there are lots of reasons for that. So the first thing that we thought was that, you know, the high-level targets that we talk in, that are in the National Performance Framework, that they're all great and you can not disagree with any of them, but actually they're competing agendas. And actually what we thought was that any of the outcomes that were then sort of underneath, we'd have to apply honesty and integrity and have parity across each of those high-level targets in order to properly frame the outcomes, because otherwise you end up with a situation where they can kind of be spun in lots of different ways depending which kind of political ideology you have. So, and we also disagreed quite a lot. We had a lot of discussion about wealthier and fairer, and how does that actually work together?
The idea being that you might want to go for something which is safer and stronger. So, for example, you might want a safer and stronger building. But if you want a safer and stronger building, you're now going against the green agenda.
Yeah.
Because you could be doing something to the carbon footprint. But in terms of a timeline, you might be willing to make the compromise on the green agenda, I'm calling it an agenda, to gain your safer and stronger, because in time you would then gain on your green agenda. So it was about this idea that these were more, they were very stultified, was the word I used.
Yep.
The idea that they seemed to be very much snapshot, seemed to be very much about, yes, static, they're very much stuck. And what is healthier? There are people who become unhealthy and then become healthier. There are people, if you break a leg, you might find that you're stronger as a result of having broken your leg. It's just that there's a lot of contrasts in there, that, and it just seems to be, it's not a very good prescription in a way,
yeah,
I would say.
And when we tried to start with a blank sheet of paper, we realised that wasn't such an easy task either. But we did have some kind of some principles that we thought that might be useful if you were to start, like the type of framework that might be helpful would be one that would take context into account, because we felt like actually all these things mean different things for different people in different contexts, and actually context and community is a significant thing that we should be thinking about. We talked about having a framework which would evolve over time, because actually you should be able to write something down and maybe rub it out as agendas change, and have an iterative approach. And we talked about cycles and loops of reflection on what's working and what isn't, and to get away from that kind of stasis or static nature of what the document is just now.
Also away from objectives, it was on to aspiration,
yep.
Tapping back into Maslow's idea that you might have an aspiration to do something, but you shouldn't consider it a failure if you have achieved it. It's still an aspiration, and it's a path. That's what I think.
And we also said, like, in terms of the measures, it matters who asks. It really matters who asks that question, and we thought there needed to be some element of neutrality. And then we talked a lot about, can you actually be neutral? Because this is actually, the stuff that we've come up with is really value-laden. We all believe in social justice in our group. Other people might not, unfortunately, I say. But so some of this is kind of, can you actually be neutral? But it does matter who asks the question. Because one of the reasons that we thought some of what's in there is meaningless is that it can be spun politically and it's subjective. We kind of have lost the finer grain and the stuff that would be coming out in the measures. What we thought might be a useful thing to do with the outcomes is to have, this is the outcome, and have a qualifier statement which would kind of give people something more concrete to understand what that outcome might look like in practice, because then you can't really spin it quite so much maybe. So we talked about well-being as well, and we thought that there might be an outcome?
Something
about well-being in there that might be useful. And we thought that well-being was an ability to cope with change, and it goes back to what you guys were saying about change not really being represented in the framework as much as perhaps it should be.
And that whilst you're in there a bit, the idea that you could totally spin that politically, because if the Tory party were talking about wealthy and fairer, the way it gets fairer is the rich get richer and there's trickle down, And if the SNP in their current guise was talking about it, then it's all about equality and everybody getting richer together. So depending on what political spin you put on the words, you would then have completely different policies as to whether you were trying to get the rich richer or everybody more wealthy.
So in summary, we didn't love it. We thought it was better than what they have in England, but it needed a lot of work.